Blog Talk Radio.
She's back, and better than ever. From the author that brought you Peeling Back the Mask, Insane, Speechless, Forgiveness, and now her most unfiltered and raw work ever, authoress Terry Lyle presents Broken from the Inside, Secrets, Lies, Drugs, and More. Author Terry Lyle reveals it all in her latest but true autobiography blockbuster, Broken from the Inside. Books can be purchased on Amazon.com or send $10 to Cash App at Transform 10. Multiple copies will be available for discount. Priority shipping available for additional $9.35.
Countries around the world that tunes in. It's going to be a great show because today, first, before I bring on my guest, I want to say hello to my co-host, Chris Michael Ward. Chris, is that you coughing back there?
Oh yes, I'm sorry about that. I was trying to control it, but it just came out. But I'm glad to be here with you this week, Terry, and and I'm glad to be with the listeners.
Okay, and make sure after the show you take something so it don't get worse, because that RSV out there, you know, people right. having a lot of respiratory problems, and I don't want you getting sick on me. But without further ado, I'll guess, you know, he's going to discuss where to find a pro bono lawyer. His name is David Lusick. He's a visionary and founder behind LegalEagles.org, an esteemed platform dedicated to revolutionizing legal accessibility for those in need. A legal luminary and passionate advocate for justice, David is scheduled to grace the airwaves on February 23rd, 2024, which is right now. So if y'all miss it, you can always go to the archives. But as a distinguished guest on my show, Unmasked with Terry E. Lyle, the author of this podcast, with a profound commitment to bridging the gap between justice and those seeking legal aid, David is set to unveil their groundbreaking new book, Where to Find a Pro Bono Lawyer. This invaluable resource guide serves as an ultimate compass, empowering individuals to assess legal, free legal support effortlessly. And his book transcends conventional guides by encompassing comprehensive profiles of lawyers, curated emails, listings of prominent law schools, invaluable information about innocent organizations, and the list go on. But before I get to say all this, I'm going to let him say it in his own words. So I'm going to just say, how you doing, darling?
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. It's an honor to be on the broadcast with the Honorable Terry Lyle and her co-host, Michael. I am proud to be here to announce the new book release, One of a Kind. It is not something you want to miss out on. This is the legal Bible. This is a resource book, a compendium of emails, websites, links, phone numbers, addresses to private investigators, attorneys, paralegals, law firms. Low cost or no cost help for people who are trying to navigate the legal system, excuse me, and they don't qualify for free legal aid, but you know they can't afford high priced attorney's fees, and we all know the high cost of attorney's fees out there today. The book is available on writersrepublic.com as well as Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It is entitled Where to Find a Pro Bono Lawyer. You don't want to miss out on this opportunity. $3.99 for the Kindle version, $3.99 for the PDF version, and for the original paperback version is $99 even, $1 less than $100. The book is 330 pages long, bios, resumes, curriculum vitaes, there's law firms, innocence projects, human rights advocate organizations, anything you could possibly think of that you would need access to is in this book. Forget about Google. Forget about doing cold call into attorneys and law firms. Mm-hmm. Just buy the book, and it will resolve all your problems.
Yeah, I want to say something about that. You know, people that got relatives that's incarcerated and they feel like they don't know where to turn, you need the book. Now, he done made it cheap, you know, $3 for ebook or whatever, you know, he made it cheap. But you know me, I'm telling y'all need to get the hard copy, because you waste $100 in garbage. This is $100 minus a dollar that's well spent, because in your life, it doesn't have to be somebody in prison. It could be something that you're dealing with, a tenant and landlord relationship where they're trying to not fix up your house and you're paying your money and it shows you what to do, who to call, you know, and hold your money in escrow. So I'm imploring everybody, you really, really, really need to buy the book, whether you go the cheap route or not. But if I was you, I would get a hard copy, because this is something that you're going to find so much value in, because people always get caught up in stuff, you know, and this is like a roadmap that's made simple for anybody to understand. McDavid, he did the work for you, and all you need to do is get that map. So whenever you have a problem, whether it's a domestic abuse or somebody is stalking you, whatever you need, this book is like the legal Bible of how to get things done reasonable. And plus, I must admit that, you know something, David will also, you can pay him his fees, and he'll go show up, shoot it and boot it, go to court with you, and make sure that you don't get jerked over. So I'm saying, you need to get the book. And on that note, I'm going to let Chris ask his question.
Okay, David, this is Chris Michael Ward. My first question to you is, I wasn't on the show last week because I was in a car wreck, so does your book discuss what to do in car wreck situations?
That's a very good question. The Honorable Chris Michael Ward, you've brought to my attention a very good question. The book does cover car accidents. We have attorneys in there who handle car accident claims. In fact, in my own practice right now, I have a network of attorneys that I refer clients to, and I just had a client come into my office the other day. Long story short, the mother, her son was driving the vehicle. He was on her insurance. They only had liability. And they were driving in Philadelphia. Her son was struck by another driver, and we referred her to a local attorney who was able to file a small claims action on her behalf. The car suffered $7,000 in damage and repairs. The insurance company wouldn't cover it. Like I said, she only had liability insurance. So the attorney sued both the offending driver and the insurance company, Liberty Mutual, for $7,000 in small claims court. His information is in the book. So
okay,
to answer your question, there are attorneys available in the book that will handle a claim like that, whether it be small claims or court of common pleas, whatever the case may be. To answer your question, yes, in the affirmative.
Okay, great.
Let me ask you a question about that. If you was in the wrong and all you had was liability, is there any help that could be for that, or they just stuck and they got to suck it up? If you was wrong and you only have liability and your vehicle was total, is there any kind of compensation or any kind of way that he can get paid for hospital visits or urgent care that you had to go seek to see what was wrong with you? Because, see, I don't know much about loopholes regarding liability, because I've always had full coverage on my vehicle. So is there a liability that when a person have only liability, they can still get covered for their medical fees they have to pay to go seek help after the accident, you know?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I wouldn't be qualified to speak to it, because if your listeners aren't aware, I'm a certified paralegal. I have a network of attorneys that I refer cases to. So that question is above my pay grade, and, you know,
okay,
if that was something that needed to be answered, I could easily contact an attorney and get an answer for you.
Okay. I would like an answer for that, you know, down the road. Okay, Chris, you got another question?
Yeah, David, when you was writing your book, Where to Find a Pro Bono Lawyer, how did you come up with the ideas to, like, put everything in the book? Like, were there things that you put in the book that you couldn't put in the book, or did everything kind of compile together?
Very good question. The book was directed, Michael, specifically to incarcerated prisoners, people who have no access to the internet. They have no access to the outside world. They're in prison, and they're trying to appeal their cases, or they're trying to make parole, or they're trying to find a lawyer, or they may have some type of issue going on in their family, and they just have no access to information. So the book was specifically crafted to help individuals across the United States who were incarcerated. But the book is much more than that. You know, and there's a section in the book specifically for incarcerated prisoners, how to litigate their own cases, because, you know, a lot of prisoners, they don't have the money to hire an attorney. So a lot of them, believe it or not, they litigate their own cases, and, you know, they don't have access to information, and that's what's in the book. There's a whole section in there on how to litigate your own case. Over 500 issues that can be raised on appeal are in the book. And there's innocence projects, there's law universities, all kinds of addresses, emails, links, websites that people can contact. And the book can be used 1,000 times over because, as you know, links will lead to other links, websites will lead to other websites,
right.
and it's just ongoing. So the book, you know, pays for itself. Like the Honorable Terry said, $99, the book pays for itself the first time you use it.
Exactly.
And as far as I know, it's a one of a kind resource. There's nothing out there that I've seen to date that comes close to what I've been able to produce in this book. Some of the individuals in the book, the attorneys, the private investigators, the paralegals, the advocates, I've personally collaborated with on cases. I've personally worked together with. And so their information is in the book. If you contact them, they're bona fide individuals who handle these types of issues for people, low income, incarcerated, people that just can't afford a high-priced attorney. I mean, who can afford $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 for an attorney in this day and age? I mean, we're living in high inflation, and it's just impossible for people to come up with that kind of money.
Now, I have a question, Dave. You know, where to find a pro bono lawyer? Now, everybody know pro bono means for free. Is there many lawyers out there as willing to work for someone for free? Or are most of the lawyers in your book people who deal with a lesser fee amount than what a lot of lawyers are going for, like maybe like $350 to $500 an hour? You know, because like 5 years ago, I was paying $350 an hour to have some work done for my mom. So I don't know what the fee is today, but does the book addresses and names for people who actually are willing to do pro bono, or is it just a list of places and people to talk to that are reasonable in their fee, or both?
Very, very astute question. There's a whole introduction on the definition of pro bono, and believe it or not, every attorney is required under the law to provide at least 60 hours of free pro bono service per year.
Wow.
Now, if you talk to some attorneys, you know, they'll laugh it off and they'll say, you know, I just can't afford to give away 60 hours of free pro bono service a year. But under the law, they are required to provide that. Now, a lot of the firms in the book are some of them are bigger firms with reputations, and they have entire departments devoted to just doing pro bono work, and they can afford to do it because they're successful law firms, and these big law firms will take cases. They'll take cases absolutely free if you know, someone is facing a murder charge, or someone is in life on a capital case, these firms will take the case completely free of cost. And then as you go down the pecking order, there's attorneys in there who – and there's legal aid associations who by law, they're nonprofits. You know, that's their whole mission is to provide free legal services. So there's a whole plethora of legal aid services in the book that you can reach out to. But to your question – there are attorneys in there who, for the most part, are very low-cost attorneys. As you said, $350 to $450 an hour for an attorney is not uncommon. And these attorneys bill in increments. So if they spend a quarter of an hour, you do the math. A quarter of an hour at $400 an hour is whatever it is, and that's how they bill their clients. But the attorneys in this book and the paralegals and the private investigators, a lot of them do flat rates. You know, they may take a case for a flat rate of $500, and, you know, that covers everything. So you're getting over the barrel with someone who's going to be a professional representing you for $500. I mean, you can't get anything better than that, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right, because they pay for an hour, you know, hour and a half, $500. And you can do all of that. You know, that's wonderful. Now, I know that legal aid, you know, I've used them back in the day, you know, because based on your income, they're supposed to give you a good deal, and they really did. So what's your stance on legal aid? I appreciate them.
Yeah. Legal aid, back in the 1980s and 1990s, they were doing great things. I mean, they were really helping out society by taking cases and winning cases and doing these great things. However, and I don't want to point fingers, but we're in the year 2023. The funding is not necessarily like it used to be.
We're in the year 2024, darling. Excuse me.
Pardon my French. 2024.
Whatever.
But we're in the year 2024, and I got to tell you, the funding is not what it used to be for these legal aids, these nonprofits, and it's hit or miss with these organizations. Sometimes you can get an appointment, you can get an attorney to take your case. You know, I get a lot of elder fraud cases, a lot of elder abuse cases. They go to what's called senior law. Legal aid here in Philadelphia. They can't get an appointment. They can't get an attorney. And, you know, it's hit or miss because the funding's just not what it used to be.
Wow. You know, that's something. Well, Chris, we don't have much time left on the clock. So ask your next question, darling, because we got 7 minutes and counting down.
Okay, so David, anybody can go on Legal Eagles, the Legal Eagles website, and find a lawyer for them, or do they get, or should they look local first and then contact them?
Let me make this clear, Michael. It's legal-eagles.org, because there's a lot of perpetrators out there, and they go by Legal Eagles and other monikers. We are legal-eagles.org. You have to have that dash in there. And
okay,
when you go on our website, first thing you will see is our board attorney. Her name is Martha Kim Esquire, and she is a 30-year veteran in divorce, real estate, trusts, wills, estates, and family law, custody issues. And I can't tell you how much she's done for people here in Philadelphia. Divorces, family custody, you know, real estate. We get a lot of calls in, you know, with people trying to transfer deeds. You know, their mother may have passed away, the father may have passed away, they left the house, and then, you know, there's a deed that needs to be transferred. You know, she handles all that stuff. So that's the first thing you're going to see when you go on our website. You're going to see our board attorney, Martha Kim Esquire. And I can assure you, she never bills for over $500 to get the work done.
That's wonderful. I have one little question before we go. With the book, would the book benefit people in a different state other than where you're from? I mean, does the lawyers have connections to other states, or is it just located in Philadelphia?
Yeah, very good question. The book covers all states, and the first 10 pages of the book, you're going to find organizations, nonprofits, like, for example, Phillips Black Law. Phillips Black Law covers every state. They have satellite attorneys in every state. They take cases pro bono, criminal cases, people who have been convicted and, you know, they're serving sentences of life or capital sentences. They take these cases pro bono. Centurion Ministries, there's the Abolitionist Law Center. All these nonprofits, they take cases completely pro bono, and they have track records. They get people out of prison who've been there for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. These are nationally known, recognized nonprofit organizations, and, you know, they're the best in the business. So they're all in the book, and they cover all states.
Well, let me just say this. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the show tonight, because what you talk about is beneficial to everybody, especially when you said all states you will find what you need. You know, and people, I implore you, you know, even if you don't live in the United States, you know, the book encompasses things that you should know, so you can find something where you were located at in another country. So don't think that because you're in a, he's talking about the United States, he got information that you can take that information and you know where to look for information in your country, like, you know, for attorneys or divorce or whatever, then he'll tell you, look up divorce lawyers, look up pro bonos. He's letting you know that's legal. They got to have 60 hours per year to do something for free. So this book is not just good for someone in the United States. It's good as a reference material for anybody, because he did the hard work. He put it out there. He went down, and he got the goodies for us. And for everybody here in the United States, y'all ought to be applauding Dave Lustig, because he did the thing, you know. And $99 ain't nothing to have a reference that you can use for life. But if you want to go the cheap route, e-book for $3, I ain't clowning you. But, you know, me, I need a hardcover book. Something I can flip the pages. I'm old school, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to put in no business. I ain't trying to look at no PDF file. But I just got to say thank you, because we're down to seconds now. I appreciate you. And, Dave, have a blessed weekend. And, you know, call me, you know, because I might want to talk to something about legal stuff. Call me personally, you know, we can chit-chat, you know, and kiki and kaka and stuff. But we got to run, because we're down to 60 seconds. And if you want to get a copy of your show, it's ready to download after 5 minutes. And this talking, the countdown will not be on it. That's just for me to know. And I appreciate you. Thank you so very much. Man, if I was near you, I'd give you a big old hug right now.
Thank you, Terry. It's been my pleasure. The Honorable Terry Lyle and Michael, it's always a pleasure. And the book can be found on writersrepublic.com, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Where to Find a Pro Bono Lawyer. And the website is legal-eagles.org. And my name is David. My email is dave@legal-eagles.org. You can call us at 267-946-7000. 267-946-2322. Once again, that's 267-946-2322. Everybody have a great weekend.
Yeah, and I want everybody to know before we get off the air, my co-host is Chris Michael Ward.
Right. I said that.
My apologies.
Y'all have a
my apologies,
weekend.
Chris.
I love you both.
Have a great
y'all
week.
Take care. We'll talk soon. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.